This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, presented by BetMGM. With you on a Wednesday. It's time for Lightning Bets on a Wednesday. I didn't hear that song last night because the Mets were on the road in Milwaukee, but your Phillies were helped out, Joe, by Edwin Diaz last night. Four-out save. He got the Mets out with a victory. Brewers lose. Wild card race heating up. All right, it's time for some lightning bets. What do we got for tonight?
Yeah, sure. Let's start with Major League Baseball. Fade the White Sox spot, and the White Sox are minus 140 favorites against the Guardians. Cleveland has a better pitcher, Tristan McKenzie, better year, 308 ERA, sub 1 whip. And against the White Sox, he has a 29 strikeout percentage, and the Sox are hitting only 217 against them. Face them a number of times being in the division. It's a great spot. Take the Guardians. Take the Guardians today. At, what are they? Plus 115 over at BetMGM at the moment. We were talking about some different props and season-long props. You know, you've got me intrigued with this Parsons one. You might be right, Joe G, that he's just going to run away with it as far as sack leader. I might go there. I'm curious to see if you mentioned that one. But I love this race that is set up for interception leader. Stafford leads the pack with five already. You're not going to get a good number on him. You're not going to get a good number on guys like Burrow or Jameis, who also have turnovers to start the season. The Colts are not going to make a change. And if their struggles continue here, man, he's going to have to pass to some mediocre to bad receivers. Matt Ryan already has four picks, and he's 30-1. So strictly a value play, a guy that as long as he stays healthy, which he does every single year, he's going to be out there. He's getting the reps, and we've seen him throw 17 picks in the past. So Matt Ryan, 30-1. Interception leader for me. That's where I'm taking a look. Who's a backup there now? Who is it?
Nick Foles.
It is Foles. They're not going to him. They going to Ellinger? No.
No. They'll go to Foles if there's an injury, but they're not going to bench Matt Ryan.
They're not going to him. Could they go to Heinicke in Washington though? That's the part that I was thinking.
Sure. They could.
Okay. Plus, that's why I like the Matt
Ryan. I don't really think Carson Wentz has been the problem here. His numbers haven't been that bad. It's really the Commanders' defense. I don't think he's in jeopardy of losing his job just yet.
No, but I'm just trying to play it out down the line. What if he's horrible? He starts throwing a lot of interceptions, much more interceptions. Would they pull him?
Yeah. Defensive coaches don't like that. You mentioned earlier with Rivera. Mm-hmm. Aaron, what do you got tonight?
I mean, honestly, Carson Wentz with that extra game now could break some records. I mean, there's been some terrible quarterbacks in Washington, if you think about it. He doesn't have a lot of competition.
Well, and yeah, that's true. Oh, that's why I was talking about him for passing yards. I mean, is that crazy?
Yeah. If
their defense is so bad, they're going to be trailing every game.
But if he does both, like Jameis,
Kirk Cousins
like Jameis
broke
used to
a bunch of awards, and now you have an extra game in the schedule. He stays healthy, he could be in the conversation to do the same.
What about Sam Howell time? No Sam Howell time this year? None?
Apparently he looked good in training camp. All right, do you have anything else?
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to start off with a three-leg parlay. I added another to it. It's plus 184. Money line parlay. The money line MILF is back, ladies and gentlemen. Bills, Chiefs, Bengals, plus 184. Gotta have some fun. I love this one. It's a higher total, but I still think it can go over. Bills, Dolphins, over 52.5. I mean, both of these teams can put up crazy points. This is going to be a shootout. I'm betting the over 52.5 in that one. Tua. We've come so far with Tua. The overreaction is crazy over here. But Tua most passing yards, 25-1. I'm all in on that. And I'm going to go with the favorite, Matthew Stafford, for most interceptions, 9-1. I'm going against you, Joe O, on that one. And why not? Eagles to win the Super Bowl, 13-1. With their schedule, those odds could get shorter. Let's do it.
Wow.
Aaron is in, all in on the birds. All right. I like
Woo!
It.
Woo!
Here's what I've got.
Mainline milk. That's not Aaron. That's not Aaron.
Someone different.
MLM.
If the picks are good, you credit that person. If the picks are bad, Aaron gets no blame. Right? Doesn't matter.
True.
Yes.
All right. I've got a 3-leg teaser for this weekend. I'm going to put it now, and then we'll have a future. 3-leg teaser. Texans, Falcons, Packers. 3 short dogs all up. I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of them win. I said I think the Packers are going to win this game against the Buccaneers. And I think the Falcons are better. And the Texans and Bears, maybe it's a bear spot. Maybe you guys are right and all those things we talked about today. But getting 8.5 points, that's a lot of points against the Chicago Bears. So I'll put that 3-leg teaser in today. And I'll take the Parsons bet. He has 4 sacks already, 59% pass rush win rate for Micah Parsons. By far the best in the NFL. He faces some quarterbacks. He gets to face Wentz twice. I mean, Wentz will run into 4 sacks against him. And then Daniel Jones, I mean, he's going to have sacks on that schedule. Micah Parsons, he could have a crazy good year. I mean, I saw Monday morning quarterback Peter King compared him to Lawrence Taylor. And, I mean, wow. Peter King started his career covering Lawrence Taylor. Like, that resonated. Like, wow, that kind of impact on the game. I'll put it in for Parsons 10-1. For a sack leader, Jake.
I have an idea on that. Mm-hmm. Are there any places that would let you parlay sack and defensive player of the year? Because if he's a sack leader, he's probably going to be the defensive player of the year, right?
Good question. We got to look at that.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead, Jake.
A lot of baseball today on the only day that anybody ever cares about baseball anymore because it's Wednesday and there's no football. So Astros, first 5 on the run line. Did a version of this yesterday. Kluber has good history against the Astros, but the last time he faced them was in 2019. Bregman kills him. He's never faced Jordan. He's never faced Tucker. He's never faced Pena. And McCullers just rocks. I love McCullers. I can't wait to bet him for Cy Young next year. So Astros, first 5 on the run line. At plus money. I'm also going to do Jays on the money line as not plus money dogs, but they're like minus 104. Gausman's been awesome on the road, is not very good at home, weirdly, but has been awesome on the road for the Jays this year. And Zach Wheeler's making his first start in a month. So I'll take the Jays on the money line here. The Orioles are hitting 2
and he's only going to go 2. Just let me to jump in up for you. He's only going to go 2 innings, Wheeler, 2 or 3 innings. And then Noah Syndergaard's going to piggyback him. And Syndergaard is stunk since he got to the Phillies. This is it's a Blue Jay spot. It's a Blue Jay spot.
Yeah. Absolutely love that. So that makes me feel even better. I didn't even know that. Great. Awesome. The Orioles are hitting 203 with a 607 OPS over the last 2 weeks. They are just absolutely blowing their playoff spot away, kissing it goodbye. Matt Manning, over 3.5 Ks for the Detroit Tigers. Hit that in 6 of his last 8 starts. He's bounced back in his last couple starts, having a little bit of a rough patch. I'm with Joe O, Guardians on the money line as dogs. Even if Lance Lynn doesn't give up, the rest of this team absolutely has. And then our just for funsies home run play of the day is Alex Bregman at 5-1. He has really good history against Kluber, 5-16 with a double, a triple, and a homer. And to cap it off, for the first time in a long time, it is a Blake Snell day. Let's go against the Cardinals, who crush lefties. His 3 of his last 5 starts, 2 against the Diamondbacks and 1 against the Giants. Talk about giving up. His other two were against the Guardians and the Dodgers, who absolutely pummeled him. So I'll take the Cardinals on the money line as plus money dogs over 3.5 team total. And Blake Snell's a lefty who stinks. Albert Pujols to get number 699 tonight, plus 470.
I like that one.
Tonight?
Pujols in San Diego tonight. Take a little of that buzz away from Judge for a day. I like that. By the way, quickly, Aaron Judge, that the Yankees play Friday night on Apple TV. That could happen on Apple TV.
So no one will see it. Great.
Well, yes, but MLB Network's going to be breaking in on all of his at-bats.
So nobody's going to see it still. Great. Awesome.
You don't watch MLB Network? I assumed of anyone that you would.
You think I pay for cable? I'm 24. I live with three other dudes. You think I pay for cable?
Most games are on cable. You guys don't have cable?
It's more free to illegally stream them on Reddit.
Yeah, I was just going to say, but
more free?
There's a delay and there's all those weird, is it way meaner?
It's a big grammar show today.
We're trying way to get freer. The most more free stuff we could get on this show. That's what we do here. Paul, what do you got today?
I'll roll with you guys on the Guardians money line. I'm going to throw in the Ravens minus 3. I just don't think I'm with you guys. I don't think the Patriots are that good. So we'll officially put that in as a pick. Ravens minus 3. Saw 2.5 at some point, but I don't see that anymore. So we'll give out minus 3. And mentioned earlier, Oregon State catching 7. There's still a 7 out there against USC. So that is a play as well. And the interception conversation. Russell Wilson is 80-1. He's going against San Francisco this weekend. He threw, so his career high is 13. A couple seasons ago, his last fully healthy season in Seattle, threw 13. But again, Pete was always wanting to run the ball. It seems like he's got the upper hand in this Hackett situation. And like, if he wants to throw, he's going to throw. Texans, not a great defense. Seahawks, eh. So he's got one pick so far this season. He's not that far behind. Like one Kirk Cousins game, one 3-pick game. He is right in this.
Tell you what, this is the way to play Hackett. Bet Russell Wilson have all the picks. There's a chance
17% bad ball rate.
We're talking about that the offseason for the Broncos being an absolute disaster if this thing goes sideways. Fade and Russ.
They were so desperate.
I don't think nobody likes him anyways. It's fine.
He can go back to writing children's books. I saw his book in the children's section.
Really?
That guy is. He wrote it with his wife, right? That's what they were on TV, like although the TV.
He didn't write anything.
Yeah. Well, someone wrote it. True. Whatever. He was hawking the book. I'm not buying Russell Wilson's book. Enough of that guy. All right. Everyone have a great day. We're back tomorrow getting set for a big Thursday night football game between the Steelers and the Browns. If you're listening, stay tuned for Jim Rohn. If you're watching, stay tuned for Jenks and Chelsea and the Donkster up next right here on the BetQL Network.
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.